USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He'll likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, switching to its existing cornstarch version. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years over cancer concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The family of a soldier killed at a military base near Killing, Texas is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation, her family seeking $35 million in damages. 14 people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in the front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before anybody could occupy it. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home of suicide in April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More details are emerging about a shooting death that happened on a movie set.
The gun actor Alec Baldwin was holding in the fatal shooting on a movie set could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. That's according to an FBI forensic analysis obtained by ABC News Friday. Baldwin has said he didn't pull the trigger on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed in October. Director Joel Souza was also wounded. Testing of the gun, a Colt 45 revolver, shows it couldn't have been fired without the trigger being pulled. Baldwin thought he was holding a cold gun, that is one without live ammunition. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal investigators are looking into another work-related death at the site of an online retail giant.
Federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. The new Occupational Health and Safety Administration investigation are highlighting Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which labor and safety advocates have long criticized as inadequate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
And in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.